Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm Tony G. Thank you for joining me here this morning. I'm really grateful to be able to connect with you and hopefully help you, guide you in some way on your journey. So when I say guide you, I guide you, I don't. We all know that. It's your angels, guides that come through and give you the information that you need, hopefully to help your life go more in a smoother way, more smoothly. What's the appropriate way to say that? You know, you wouldn't believe English is my first language by the way I speak it. Anyway, and no, there's not a second language, so there's that. So let's get started this morning. So when I say your area code, please let me know who you are, what's your first name, and where you're calling from, and then I have a question connection ready. There are a lot of people that have called in, and I'm going to do my best to get to whoever I can get to today. But let's just get started with the first one, 951. Let's see, hello 951, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Nathaniel, Tony. Come here, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Belated. Happy Easter. Yeah, a little belated, but did you have a nice Easter?
You know, I always just want to see what, you know, Spirit has to say, but I'm working now as a security, and I have some other applications out, but I'm really wanting to pursue my music, and I'm living with my brother right now, but he may be going to New Mexico, and his wife may be going to China, so I may have the whole place to myself, so I kind of wanted to see what you think. That's probably more than one question.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start. Let's hone that into one little question about one little area, because that I think that would take me 45 minutes to answer all of that.
So just maybe appointment or, you know, anything. I'm just open to an open message. You know, you could disregard that and just, you know, anything that Spirit might have to say.
Okay, so give me a second here.
Actually,
Nathaniel, I am seeing someone step forward from the other side for you, and it's a woman, and she was thinner, especially toward the end. She was much thinner. I feel like this is either I feel like this is mom. It might be grandma, but it feels much closer than that. So she's stepping forward, and the first thing, like the first thing they always say is, I love you. But there's a lot of emotion with this. I'm like ready to start crying right now. She wants you to know that you're you were loved and you still are loved. It wasn't always shown in the way that this is her speaking through me. It wasn't always shown in the way that it should have been shown. And she's really sorry for that, but it was always there. And she's conveying that, I'm so sorry that there's so much emotion coming through with this message. She is conveying that she did what she knew, but she wishes she would have known better at times. And she wants you to have faith in your abilities and your capabilities and to move forward with what makes you happy and brings you passion. It's okay if you have income coming in, but always be working on that passion project, what you feel like is your true calling. That's the term she's using. And many people have to use, you know, an income while they get their true calling together, but just don't ever give up on your music, because that's where your true joy comes through and where your spirit shines. And that's the message that she would like to give you. And she just really wants to say, I love you. And again, she's like kind of apologizing, even though you would probably say she has nothing to apologize for. But she is saying she's sorry she didn't show more love. There wasn't more love. I hope I'm getting this correctly, but that there should have been so much more love.
She passed over 41 years ago when I was just 20. So, it may have been short.
Yeah.
She passed on 11/11/77. So, and it was right on my death cycle when I was 20. Every six of the 7 years, you get a death cycle because you move through all 12 signs. You know, Aries is the infant, Taurus is the child, Gemini is the teenager. And so at the end of the Gemini, at the 20-year cycle, you know, she passed, so it really hit me hard. But she read the Bible 17 times, and she conveyed a lot of that. And, that was real special. And, so she really played piano well. She played, out of the 50 years she lived, she played 40 years at Mass every Sunday. She could type 120 words a minute, and she sang read Chopin and stuff. She was born March 12th, the day of the Great Leap, so I know every day of the year. So, Einstein was born the day of relativity, and Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrify and excitement. So, but
you should write a book about that.
I could guess people's birthdays when they come up. Oh, because I've already known 10 people. But I know that you're really special. You're my favorite medium. I could just tell you were bringing through, my mom when you started crying and everything. And I just think you are so special. And, God bless you.
Oh,
I don't want to take up too much time for any of your other callers or anything. So, if you want to finish up with me or whatever, I know you have many people in line. God bless you.
Happy Easter. And Nathaniel, thank you so much for the kind words. And please know she just wants to convey again, just stay with your passion project. Like, it's okay if you do everything, just never let the music go is basically what she's saying.
Yeah.
And now that you told me she played piano, I get that message. It means so much to her because it's almost like that's coming through. There's a connection to her with that, and it's very important and powerful for you. So, and really consider writing that book about people will read that book. If you write a book about
want to do lectures and go on circuit or something, or answer questions for people, or live or something, or
you know, but you are just my favorite psychic on Blog Talk, and I've listened to Blog Talk for 10 years, and you are so special. You know, God bless you.
Thank you, Nathaniel. That's really kind of you. Absolutely, I hope so. I hope so. That's wonderful. Well, I'm sorry?
I'll be looking at your post. You have so many wonderful posts on there. Outrageous.
Thank you so much. Thank you. A lot of them are from other people, but I love to share other people's posts too, so that's always good. Well, Nathaniel, you have an absolutely amazing rest of the week, and I hope I get to talk to you again soon. I feel like there are other loved ones that are going to want to come through for you and really connect with you in the future.
God bless. You're the best.
God bless. Thank you so much, and have an amazing week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I am going to go to caller number 347. Hello, 347. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Katie.
Katie, where are you calling from today?
New York.
Awesome. How can I help you, love?
Okay, so I have a question. I kind of know the answer, but I don't know how to change it. So I keep meeting unavailable men. Like, I literally met a man last night at a restaurant, and he's ordering, and I'm like, why are you ordering two of everything? Oh, there's a lot of people at my house. And so he volunteered to drop me off home, and next thing you know, I see his wife is calling the car. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, so I'm just wondering why. But no, but I've met a couple of other guys. The one guy I met, like, the day after I met him, a couple of days, he lives out of town. He moved out of town. I haven't seen him in months, but he contacts me. And then another guy I met, I took him on the phone one day, and then I never heard from him. So I'm wondering, why am I meeting unavailable men?
Okay.
And how do I change that?
So the first thing we're going to do, this will be our first clearing of the day, of the week, for everybody listening. So when we're meeting, you know, we meet a reflection of ourselves. Everyone is a mirror. So there's something about you that's not ready for a relationship, and or there's something about you that believes all men are cheaters. I grew up with that a little bit because my mom, she's still here, but God bless her. She did the best she could. But there were two statements my mother would always, always make. There's only one thing men want from women. all men lie and cheat. So that's like the basic like programming I grew up with about men. So I had to really work diligently to clear that programming because there are a lot of really good, amazing men out there. And so for you, the statement I get is that, and sometimes, you know, what we see go on in our homes whatever, it can give us that programming. And the very first relationship we have with someone that's intimate, also that's the programming. So if that person cheated, if that creates such a program for us. So the first thing I'm just going to test, you believe all men cheat? No, you don't. You want a relationship. You're ready for a healthy relationship. You kind of are. So I'm getting yes on both of those. You believe, here's the one, because I'm already going back. You believe a man will want just you, that you're enough. And I'm getting a no on that.
Okay.
So I'm going to start clearing that right now. And you may cry because I feel like I'm going to cry. So for anybody, and this is, I used to feel like I wasn't enough. Like I have to do so much and I have to try so hard. So this is a very common thing among men and women to feel like we're not enough. So one of the beliefs or the programs that you're running right now is I'm not enough. So we're clearing that not only for you, but for anybody who listens to this or re-listens to this. And this is hitting my chest, my throat. I feel a ton of pressure. And like, there's just like, so this is clearing now for you and anybody else listening. And give it a good minute. I mean, like, you know, don't expect to go out tonight and feel like you're enough. I always compare it to a tooth extraction. We're taking it out right now. It'll probably be gone by the end of the day. Then, you know, you'll start meeting people and they'll be different people and you have to be okay with that. Sometimes we're so used to a certain type of man or partner that when somebody new steps in that it behaves differently, we're like, wait, whoa, what's up? What's wrong with you? Like, because they're almost too kind of, we think they're kind of scheming or trying to trick us because they're so nice and they're so kind. Like, we're so used to the people being this way that we're like, whoa, wait a minute, what's up? So what I'm going to say is ease into it. Give yourself a good week. And in about a week and a half, you're going to meet a guy that's completely different, that has a totally new perspective and is completely ready for a relationship. I see him being a little bit more professional. There's going to be a small part of you that for a minute falls back into, what does he want? Like, what's he trying to get from me? But let that go. I'm going to clear that right now also. And then I'm going to tell you, by the 2-week mark, you should be ready, set, go. They're telling me by the 2-week mark, you should be ready, set, go. This guy you meet in about a week and a half, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy, but this is like one of those little bitty tests. Like, am I really ready to move forward? Am I really
ready
to move forward?
Yes.
No. We say that, but there is something inside of us that goes, okay, wait a minute. Like that song, hold up, wait a minute. You know, that those words are coming to me right now. And they're saying, like, we put on the brake. As soon as what we want is in front of us, we might put on the brake for a minute and go, oh, wait.
Right.
So one of the things that they're really emphasizing is just don't look for forever after. Look for, and we do that. And there is no guarantee.
We want to know.
I want to start a dating show called He Said, She Said. And I'm not even kidding. And I want to have men and women on it. There are so many things that upset women that men have no idea that they're even doing. And so many things that upset men. And I just, like, one of the things I'm getting for this is that we're so wrapped, and I've said this before, and I'm saying it again, we're so wrapped up in, does he want me? Is this the right guy? That we're not taking the time to look at this guy and realize, is this what I want? Is this...
Right.
The things that we like right now, like that we're laughing at and make us giddy and da-da-da-da, those things eventually, they will fade. Because that's just our, like, little, like, oh, I have such a crush thing going on. So those things, like, the real world sets in. And we haven't, you know, looked at this as, and I will say it again, I have said it before, every relationship, whether it's with a female, male, intimate, you have to look at it like a business relationship. Okay?
Okay.
So when you're going into business with a person now, and let me tell you, there is no stronger business than getting in bed with a person. And when we are getting into a relationship, if we would entrust this person with our business, with our bank account numbers, with our everything, then we need to go, okay, I'm going to step back now. I'm not going to just have some fun here, because sometimes that little, like, I'm just going to have some fun here until somebody else, it leads to something else, and then you're in a situation that you don't want to be in. So the one thing I'm hearing for you is don't be desperate, and us girls.
Right.
We own that.
Yes.
We own it.
Yes.
We own it like a Coach bag. I am just saying.
Yes.
We own that. We're like, oh, my God, does he love me? Am I pretty enough? And we're like throwing on whatever. Don't even comb their hair.
Yeah.
You know, and we're like, oh, my God, am I good enough? And we need to realize that, is this what I want? We need to turn that table just a little bit and look at this person. So they're asking you, like, in a week and a half and in 2 weeks, and as you're meeting people, don't worry about how they feel about you. And this goes for every single woman. If I could just give them back their power to say, I am exactly who I'm supposed to be, where I'm supposed to be, what I am supposed to be. I am beautiful, and there is the perfect guy out there for me. But I have to make sure he is the perfect guy for me and stop trying so hard to be the perfect girl for whatever's in front of me and whatever shows up. Like,
okay.
Right.
And you were saying, don't look at it for forever. So look at a guy for what? Like, do I like him? Do I even like his personality or something like
that? Find out. Do the homework. Right. Like, if humans are so interesting because we do more investigation on Amazon for something we're going to purchase, like we try to find, than we do about the guy sitting in front of us that we're having a plate of pasta with. We're so worried about like selling ourselves to them. So like, and women do, we sit down and we're like, does he like me? We're so like, oh my God, is this the one? Is it, okay, you haven't even gotten your appetizer yet. Don't worry about if he's the one. At least get your dessert before you wonder about a next date before you're wondering about, like, do I want to spend another meal with this guy? Is he going to marry me? Are we going to have kids? Are we going to retire and grow old together? Like, we do that. We own that. So much, like,
you should do a whole relationship thing for girls. That would be good.
No, I want guys on it because there are so many questions. Like, this is off topic of what you're calling for. For any guy that is listening, when you're out with a guy, why do they check out other women? Like, I've had this happen in so many relationships. I went to dinner with a guy, and he started a conversation with the waitress that lasted 20 minutes before she even took our order. And I'm like, seriously?
Wow.
Right. Like, really seriously? So finally I said, would you like to sit down with him and I'll go get the pizza?
Right.
Like, seriously. Like, why do guys think it's, and it's human nature. If a good-looking guy walks by, I'm going to do the once-over. I'm going to do the glance, but I'm very inconspicuous. Like, it's a once-over.
Well, I think men were taught.
I don't
Men are. I think women are more concerned about how other people feel, and men are not. So you probably will look at the guy only for a minute because you're more concerned about how the guy feels. But the guy is taught he could get whatever he wants and he should pursue whatever he wants. And he's not necessarily taught to be conscious about somebody else's feelings except his own.
So he's
going to go sit and talk to her like that.
Yeah. And here's the other part of that. When something bothers you, it's presented to you so that you can heal it. So you just said, what you just said, I just started clearing. Now, it's human nature to look at everyone in the environment that you're in. You're going to check out, women check out other women. I will check out another woman in a bar, not because I like women, but you know, I look at, I'm looking at how's her hair done. Oh, I like her makeup. So why wouldn't a guy? But it really bothers us when that happens because in our mind, our perception is he's checking her out because he likes her and he wants her. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
No. That is not a fact at all. That is our perception of what's going on.
Right.
So yes, I will look at other women. I will glance at a guy. But I won't stare. I won't all out stare.
Right.
But I do want to do a dating show just on things like that and get a guy's perspective. Get those guys in there to like talk about why they do this and what's the psychology behind it. Because there are so many women that come to me and say, my guy does this or my guy does that. And so many guys that come and say, she does this. And I just, sometimes I'm like, I can give you the psychic answer to that, but I really want the whole world, like you put it on a show where the guys themselves can answer it. Okay, so let me get back to your question.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is very insightful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And listen, over the next 3 months, you mm-hmm. have the potential. You have the potential. Over the next 3 months to meet a couple of different people. I don't even want to tell you how many because it's up to you. Like, you have free will. You can go out and you'll meet people. Every person you meet is going to be a little different. Now, I want you to embrace your guy friends, your good, solid, sophisticated, mature guy friends, and run some questions by them. And as you run, because I have really great guy friends, and I'll say, okay, the guy did this, what's up? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, no, that means this. They'll be completely honest with me because they're not trying to say, yeah, that's a player move or that's this move or that, you know, and they'll say, like, no, that doesn't mean, that's not a big deal. Don't worry about that. That you don't know what happened that makes him do that. And they're really honest with me. So I want you to embrace your really good, solid, don't go to your ghetto guy friends because they're going to think everything you play. Like, I always tell my girl, you cannot ask him that. He is a straight up player. He's not the example of knowing anything about a guy except for that guys will hit as many girls as they can. Don't go to him. Good, solid, healthy guy friends. But over the next 3 months, you have the potential to meet a lot of really good guys and flip that switch. Ask those questions. Before you go out, write out a list of questions of what you would want to know about, you know, a guy and how he, like, if this is going to be the guy I'm going to be with, I want to know these things. And don't ask, like, you know, what do you
I'm
think
so
of that?
Well,
like,
let me tell you,
know,
I haven't had a date. I haven't been past meetings, like, literally, it's like everyone I meet. It's like I don't hear back from them or they live out of town or something. I haven't been on a date in ever. So I'm like, if I go on a date, that's like, really? A date again?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I want you to know you're going to meet some of these people organically. And the clock is running down now. You're going to meet some of these people organically. But you're going to be meeting a different type of person. And remember, because you haven't been on a date in a while, you might have that little bit of, oh, my God, this means so much. No, it's just pasta. It's just pasta until it isn't.
Okay.
It's just pasta until it isn't. And this is like the first 3 dates. And fudge that 3-date rule of, oh, it's the 3rd date.
No, not me. I'm on like a 90-day rule for that kind of action.
Yes.
No.
Minimum. And I tell them right away, listen, it's going to be this long before any of that. And then if they're players, they're stepping, they're going. They don't care. They're like, okay, next. There's easier. Yep, there is. Go get it. Have fun with it. So, yeah, I think I just turned this show into a dating show, I think.
Well, thank you. I'm going to take all your tips.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm
so
happy
you
called in, and I look forward to talking with you again. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, I want to thank everybody so much for listening today. I hope you were as entertained as I was. I will be back next Monday. Thanks.